天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，大家好，欢迎收听天路导向，我是舒雅。很多时候，我们被整天忙碌的事情蒙住了眼睛，我们也经常被这花花世界吸引了进去，带走了我们的心，甚至错误的观念也使我们产生了许多疑问。真的有天上的城市吗？天上的城市会比地上的城市更好吗？我的侍奉没有人赞扬，这样也值吗？今天，麦克牧师将为我们讲述我们会有这些疑问的原因。那让我们一起来聆听吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast.
谢谢你收听这个节目。
It is a joy for us to bring it to you.
我们很高兴为大家制作这个节目。
And if you are joining us for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听的话,
we are nearing the end of a series of messages entitled The Garden versus the City.
我们是接近一个名叫《花园与城市》系列信息的尾声。
I want to review with you the five reasons why Christians are apt to forget about the heavenly city.
我想跟大家复述一下五个为何基督徒会遗忘天上城市的理由。
First,
第一
，a false perception of the heavenly Jerusalem，
有关天上耶路撒冷的错误观念。
Second，
第二
，yielding to the allure of what is seen on earth，
眷恋着世上所见的事物。
Third，
第三
，taking on worldliness as a lifestyle。
生活上沾染了世俗的风气。
Four,
第四
，succumbing to the overwhelming pressures of life，
屈服于生活沉重的担子。
And fifth,
第五
，false teachings regarding heaven，
对天堂错误的教导。
In our last broadcast, we discussed the false perception of the heavenly Jerusalem。
上一次。我们讨论过有关天上耶路撒冷的错误观念。
This time I want to start with the second reason.
这一次我想从第二个理由说起。
We have the overwhelming pressures of life which eclipses our vision of the city of God.
我们屈服于生活重担之下，遮蔽了我们对神的城市的洞视。
Think how many of you are sometimes overwhelmed by things in your life.
试想有多少人有时被生活中的事情压得透不过气。
Think of the pressures of work.
想想工作上的压力。
Think of the pressures of your family responsibilities.
想想家庭责任的压力。
Think of the emotional wear and tear of life.
想想生命中情感的疲累和损耗。
Think of the hurt, rejection, pain, and danger that sometimes you feel.
想想你有时感受到的伤害、悲剧、痛苦和危险。
Think of your financial responsibilities.
想想你的经济负担。
All of these pressures combine to eclipse our vision of heaven.
所有这些压力加起来，足以蒙蔽我们对天堂的洞视。
God wants us to be faithful in all of our responsibility.
神要我们在所有的责任上忠心。
God wants us to work diligently and serve Him in all that we do.
神要我们殷勤做工，在各方面努力侍奉他。
But all of that should be done with one purpose.
但是这全都为着一个目的。
That we may draw the attention of the world to our Savior.
就是我们将世人带到救主跟前。
That is to let them know that we do what we do because we expect a reward in heaven.
就是让他们知道 我们做工是要得着天上的奖赏。
We must let them know that the reason we forgive their insults.
我们必须让他们知道，我们之所以原谅他们的侮辱
is so that they may come to be forgiven by God.
让他们可以来到神面前得着赦免。
And that they too can go to heaven.
这样他们也可以进天堂。
Our false perception of the heavenly city distorts the real truth.
我们对天上之城的错误观念把真理扭曲了。
The overwhelming pressures in the city of man eclipses our vision of the city of God.
人的城市充斥着沉重的压力，蒙蔽了我们对神的城市的洞视。
And thirdly,
第三
the allure of what is seen tends to trip us.
眷恋眼目所见到的事物常会绊倒我们。
By nature, what we see with our own eyes gets our immediate attention.
很自然的，我们眼目所看见的事物立刻会吸引我们的注意力。
By nature, what is visible tugs on our heartstrings.
很自然的，所看到的也牢牢系着我们的心。
Have you ever heard the statement, out of sight, out of mind?
你听过一句俗话吗？眼不见为净。
In this postmodern society, we tend to believe what is verifiable.
在这个后现代社会里，我们往往只相信那些能够查证的事物。
We can get caught up in watching movie or television.
我们往往被电影或电视节目吸引住。
Which is make-believe world.
那都是令人信以为真的虚假世界。
And yet they become real to us because we can see them.
可是因为我们看得见他们，他们就变得真实了。
But the promises of God regarding a heavenly city do not seem real.
神给我们天上之城的应许反而变得遥不可及了。
Probably some of you who are listening to me right now are thinking.
大概有些正在收听的朋友这么想。
Heavenly city?
天上的城市。
That is a foolish fantasy for the weak, poor, and sick people who cannot cope with life's realities.
都是给那些懦弱、贫穷和生病而又不想面对现实的人的幻想。
And even the least materialistic among us gets caught up in the materialism of this world.
在我们中间，再不讲求物质享受的人，也会被物质世界所缠绕。
We make business and financial plans as if we are going to live forever.
我们为事业和财务做出周全的计划，就像我们将永远活下去似的。
We give God the crumbs and the leftovers and we think we have been generous.
我们将零零碎碎余下的献给神，还满以为自己十分慷慨呢。
The scripture tells us that it is only what we give to God that really counts.
圣经告诉我们，只有我们奉献给神的才算数。
And yet we don't stop long enough each day to ask the question.
但我们每天都没有好好停下来问一个问题。
What will happen to my plans if I go home to my heavenly father this afternoon?
如果我今天下午就回到天家见天上的父神，那我所有的计划会怎么样呢？
Or what will I say to the Lord when I see him face to face?
或者是当我跟天父面对面的时候，我会对他说什么呢？
Then there's a fourth reason why we do not focus on the heavenly city.
跟着是第四个令我们不注意天上城市的理由。
The worldliness of the church tends to muddle our thinking regarding heaven.
教会的世俗化令我们对天堂的看法变得混淆不清。
Ask an average church what their spiritual goal is.
你可以问问任何一间普通的教会，他们的属灵目标是什么。
Ask an average church how they are accomplishing the purpose for their existence.
你可以问问任何一间普通的教会，他们如何达到生存的目标。
You'll be shocked and surprised by the answers.
你会因为他们的答案感到震惊。
The early church members had one goal and was to bring glory to the name of Jesus.
初期教会的信徒都有一个目标， 就是将荣耀归给主耶稣。
Today, many churches are ashamed to proclaim him as the only way to heaven.
但今天有很多教会不敢宣称耶稣是通往天堂的唯一道路。
The early church's number one priority was holiness.
初期教会的首要任务就是要圣洁。
Today, many churches don't even know what that means anymore.
但是今天很多教会甚至不大清楚圣洁的意义。
The early church measured their success in terms of eternal gain.
初期教会以永恒的收获来衡量是否成功。
Today, some churches measure their success in terms of earthly gain.
今天有些教会以地上的得益来衡量是否成功。
Why would anyone want to think of heaven if they are so preoccupied with earth?
如果人们都以世上的事为念，他们怎会想到天上的事呢？
Why would anyone want to go to heaven if they think that they can have it all right here?
如果人们觉得在世上已得着他们想要的了，怎么还会觉得需要进天堂？
Then there is a fifth and final reason.
最后还有第五个理由。
False teaching regarding heaven leads us to ignore it.
有关天堂的错误教导令我们忽略天堂，漠视天堂。
Many people in the world believe that God is not going to send anyone to hell.
世界上很多人以为神不会让所有人下地狱。
This statement is both true and false at the same time.
这句话说得上是对的，但同时也是错误的。
God is not going to send anyone to hell.
神不会叫任何人下地狱。
Those who end up in hell will send themselves there.
那些下地狱的人是他们自己讨来的。
They will go there because they would not believe that there is only one way to heaven.
他们要下地狱，因为他们不肯相信进天堂只有一个途径。
Jesus's way.
就是借着耶稣基督。
Some of you might be asking.
有人会问。
What about those who have never heard of Jesus Christ?
那些从来没有听过耶稣基督的人将会怎么样呢？
Here's my answer.
我的答案是
Don't worry about those who have never heard.
不要为那些从没听过福音的人担心。
They are not your responsibility.
他们不是你的责任。
They are God's responsibility.
他们是神的责任。
What God is going to ask you is this.
神所要问你的是
You heard, what did you do with what you have heard?
你已经听见了，那你将怎么样回应你所听见的呢？
Someone sat in my office a few years ago and looked at me in the eye and said,
好多年前有人坐在我的办公室看着我说，
How arrogant for you to think that Jesus is the only way to heaven.
你认为耶稣才是通往天堂的唯一途径，那太目中无人了。
This man is not alone.
不单只是他有这样的想法。
This false teaching abounds in many churches.
这种错误的教导甚至在一些教会里流传着。
No wonder many people are confused.
怪不得那么多人感到迷惑了。
And no matter what I said to that man, it did not matter to him.
不论我怎么跟那个人讲，他都听不进去。
I tried to tell him that this is not my idea.
我尝试告诉他，这不是我出的主意。
I told him that I had nothing to do with this truth.
我告诉他，这不是我编出来的真理。
Jesus is the one who said that, not me.
而是耶稣自己说的，不是我说的。
And I want to show you how false teaching is misleading people.
我想让大家看看这错误的教导怎么样的误导人。
In June of 2000,
公元2000年6月，
there was a gathering of 100 delegates from 30 countries.
有100多个来自30多个国家的代表参加一个会议。
They represented more than 20 religions in the world.
他们代表着世上超过20个不同的宗教。
Hindus, Buddhists, Episcopalians, Presbyterians all met together to form one religion.
有印度教、佛教、圣公会和长老会等等不同的代表， 要组成一个联合的宗教。
All of the nominal Christians in that group rejected the biblical teaching that heaven is a place exclusively reserved for those who follow Jesus as their only Savior.
这些名义上的基督徒全都拒绝接受圣经所教导的，只有接受耶稣做唯一救主的跟从者才能进天堂。
My listening friends, listen very carefully, please.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你们仔细地听住。
We have not here an abiding city.
我们在这里本没有长存的城。
But we seek after the city which is to come.
乃是寻求那将来的城。
I love life as much as any of you.
我跟你们任何一位一样，都是热爱生命的。
I love serving my family.
我爱服侍我的家人。
I love speaking to you over the radio.
我爱在电台里和你谈话。
But I look forward to the day when I go to glory.
但是我渴慕自己进入荣耀的那天。
I want to tell you a story, a true story.
我想跟大家讲一个故事，一个真实的故事。
There was a missionary who served the Lord for 40 years.
有一个宣教士侍奉神已经四十年了。
After that faithful ministry, he was returning home by boat.
当他忠心完成他的宣教工作，他便坐船回老家。
An American president was also aboard that boat.
一位美国总统刚好也在同一条船上。
Upon entering the harbor,
当船靠岸时，
the missionary felt deeply rejected and hurt.
宣教士感到很沮丧和很伤心。
Why?
为什么?
The president received a tremendous fanfare as he arrived home.
因为当美国总统回家时受到盛大的欢迎。
And not one person was waiting for this faithful servant of God.
可是却没有一个人在等候欢迎这位神忠心的仆人。
There was no recognition for his 40 years of serving the King of Kings.
没有人对他为万王之王服侍了四十年而做出肯定和赞赏。
As the man sat on the train heading for his home,
当那人坐在回乡的火车上时，
a small voice whispered in his ear,
他耳边响起一个小小的声音，
You are not home yet.
你还没回到真正的家呢。
Let me ask you this.
让我问问你。
Have you been a faithful steward of God and received no recognition?
你是否一直做神忠心的管家，却从没得到肯定和赞赏？
Remember, you're not home yet.
请记着，你还没有回到真正的家乡呢。
Have you been faithfully teaching and receiving no recognition?
你是否一直忠心地教导别人，却得不着称许？
Have you been faithfully witnessing and serving and received no recognition?
你是否一直忠心地为主做见证和侍奉主，却没有得着认同？
Have you paid a heavy price for your faithfulness to God and received no recognition?
你曾否因对神忠心而付出重大代价，却没有得着赞赏？
Remember, you are not home yet.
请记着，你还没有回到真正的家乡呢。
Wait until we get home.
请耐心等候那日子。
When you get home, you will be recognized for your faithfulness.
当你回到天家，你会因你的忠心而得着认同。
When you get home, you will be rewarded for your honesty.
当你回到天家，你会因你的真诚而得着奖赏。
When you get home, you will be commended for your perseverance.
当你回到天家，你会因你不屈不挠的毅力而得着称赞。
When you get home, you will hear from the lips of Jesus.
当你回到天家，主耶稣会亲口对你说，
Well done, good and faithful servant.
好，良善又忠心的仆人。
Enter into your Father's rest.
请进来享受父神的安息吧。
Are you going to heaven?
你将会上天堂吗?
If you are not sure,
如果你还不肯定的话,
Today you can give your life to Jesus Christ and be assured of heaven.
今天你可以将生命交托给主耶稣基督, 并得着上天堂的把握。
You can pray this prayer with me.
你可以跟我一起这样祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父神，
I come to you.
我来到你的面前。
In the name of Jesus.
是奉耶稣之名。
I receive him as my Savior.
我愿接受他做我的救主。
I enthrone him as my Lord.
我尊他为我生命之主。
Now assure me of heaven.
现在就让我有进天堂的把握。
And help me to live with the expectation of heaven.
并且帮助我带着对天堂的指望而活。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
主耶稣，我全人都属于你。主耶稣，我全人都属于你。
非常感谢您的收听，到今天为止，我们《花园与城市》这个系列已经接近尾声了。你心中很多的疑问是不是已经被解答了呢？你是否心中对天上的城市有所向往呢？我真心的希望你刚刚已经默默地跟着麦克牧师做了祷告，并且再次感谢您的收听，愿神祝福你们，我们下期再见。
我有